the fifth reading of Parshas Vayeshev, we return to the original narrative. The main storyline is Yosef. And Yosef's descent is now going to be followed by an ascent, but not the ascent we were waiting for, because this ascent will lead to even a greater descent, as we will see. So Yosef is taken down into Mitzrayim, v'yosef hurad mitzroimo. Vayiknehu Potiphar Sirisparei, he is purchased by a prominent Egyptian, a fellow named Potiphar. He's a courtier of the Pharaoh. He was Sarat HaBochim. His specific vocation was that he was the chief of his butchers. He provided meat. Egypt was a place in which material pursuit was very important. And whoever had the beef, he was an important guy. He was an Ish Mitzri. He's a prominent Egyptian man. And he was purchased, Yosef was purchased, Meyada Yishmaelim, from the hands of the Ishmaelites, Asher Hayriduhu Shama, who had brought him down there. Now, the Medrash tells us that Joseph was a very, very handsome boy, and Potiphar was a very sick puppy. And he was attracted to Yosef because of Yosef's good looks. Even though he was married, he sought multiple forms of libido. And because this was the case, he decided that Yosef would be a prime sex slave. A perfect piece of meat in a different way. But Hashem took care of Potiphar. And Potiphar became a siris. Now, so the word siris means a courtier or a minister. But it also means, can be a eunuch. A eunuch was a person who was castrated by the king. Or it could be somebody who just got castrated. So the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says that he was a saris kipshute. He couldn't have been a saris to begin with. After all, he has a daughter. His asnas, who later becomes Yosef's wife. Go figure. But at any rate, once he purchased Yosef and he had other designs in mind, Hashem made sure to take care of his plumbing. And he no longer was capable. He became impotent. So Yosef was saved by the situation. The son of the Rambam, Rabbi Avram, points out that it says, V'Yosef Hurad. It doesn't say Yosef Yorad. Yosef Yorad means that Yosef is the master of his own destiny. He went down. Hurad means he was brought down. He says the emphasis here is Ba'al Korchoi, by force of coercion. Shalei Miritzayne. This is not something that he wanted to do. But the Daz Zakenim and Balei HaTosfos emphasize that this is Hurad brought down by coercion of a higher force. And this, of course, refers to the Gezeirah, the decree of Hashem, that Ger Yihyeh Zaracha, that your seed will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. This will set the stage for the Egyptian bondage and eventual exodus. So that's what happens. That's how we begin. And Rashi spends a lot of time explaining why it is the story of Yehuda and Tamar interrupts and becomes kind of like a second stage, and then we return to the original story. I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, Potiphar, by the way, means mutilated, and the Potiphar is no longer a danger to Yosef. So that's the first thing. Yosef gets saved because Potiphar has all these ideas and he's a slave, you know. Not like he's going to be the master of his own destiny. Verse 2 tells us, Vahashem, Vayihi Hashem es Yosef. God is with Joseph. Then the Torah says, Vayihi ish matzliach. And so he becomes a successful man. And then the Torah says a third time, Vayihi beveis adonav hamitzri. And he was living in the house of his master. In other words, he was a slave. He didn't have an iPhone. He couldn't visit the telegram agency and get something sent to Yosef, to Yaakov, to tell him I'm still alive. He had no ability to do anything. He was a slave. He was stuck in the house. Couldn't send a message, didn't have any messengers to send. Now it says the word Vayehi three times, which is extremely odd. To the best of my knowledge, there is not another pasuk in the Torah, another verse in the entirety of the Torah, where the word Vayehi shows up thrice in a single verse. The Radak he suggests that in, Yosef was successful in everything. He put his hand to it, and it was somehow miraculously successful. Everything was by the grace of God. So Vayhi, the first Vayhi is Hashem Itay. He Hashem is Yosef. Hashem is with Yosef. And this is, you know, in a way that Yosef became a source of success for others. So not only he, God was with him, to the point that ultimately Yosef somehow was like a good luck charm. Not only he was successful, but all those around him became successful. And the Or HaChaim says, initially, Yosef was dwelling on the fringe. He wasn't allowed into the big fancy mansion. It was a compound, the Potiphera compound. They kept him in some slave barracks in the beginning. But then he climbed his way up the corporate ladder. He went from the barracks into the house. And then he was treated eventually very well, where he lived in a very palatial and a fully developed way. And that's why we emphasize, first, the grace, the grace of God is with Yosef. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. Then it says, Vayhi ish matzliach, he's a successful person. And lastly, Vayhi bebeis adayin of Hamitzri. Although others maintain that the emphasis on Vayhi bebeis adayin of, as the Rebbe once said, is to tell you that despite his success, he was still a slave. So he climbed the corporate ladder, but it was in the framework of slavery in ancient Egypt. Now, Vayhi bebeis adayin of, according to the Kli Yakar, means that not only was Yosef successful, but that he also remained loyal to the values of his father, of Yaakov, and of Yitzchak and Avraham. Because, you know, when you get successful, you have a few bucks in your pocket, and you start looking for nightlife and excitement. So Yosef didn't look for anything. He lived in downtown, whatever it was. Everything was available. Slaves could have a good time, too. Vayhi bebeis adayin of, he remained home, stayed like a good boy, didn't play any games, didn't do anything unusual. And a further interesting point is that it says, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, Vayhi ish matzliach, and he was still bebeis adayin of, says the Daz Zakenim, he was there in that house, seeing what was going on, surrounded by an environment that was antithetical to Yiddishkeit, and yet he did not become influenced. And that's how the beginning of the pasuk that says, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef, God's grace was with Yosef. God was with Yosef, but Yosef was with God. Because despite the fact that he's in the Potiphar's house, he remains throughout Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. Then verse 3 says something very interesting. Vayar Adainov ki Hashem itay. His master saw that God is with him. V'choil asher hu oise Hashem matzliach. Everything that he does is being made successful. Hashem matzliach biyadei, God makes it successful, so to speak, in his hand. In other words, that God granted Joseph success in everything he did. So what does it mean that Hashem itoi, that God is with him? What does this mean? Oh, Rashi to the rescue. What does it mean that God is with him? It says Rashi, Ki Hashem itoi, that God is with him. This means Shem Shomayim Shogur Befiv. It means he was constantly saying, please God, thank God, and God willing. That's what it means. That's the meaning of God with him. I had a very interesting experience yesterday. I was at York Regional Police Headquarters for this end of the year meeting. And towards the end, as I was walking out, I saw a fellow walk in. And I said, I know that guy. I know that guy. I've seen him before. And I asked one of the senior officers, who is that? He was a police officer, right? He says, yeah, that's so-and-so. And I remember he retired a good 15 years ago. I'm going into my 17th year now, so I know him for a long time. This guy took me for my first fitting. He slept around with me for my first fitting my uniform. I said, hey, Rodney. He said, hey, Rabbi, how you doing? He said, I think about you all the time, he tells me. I go, really? What do you think about me for? He says, I never forget when I was with you, you kept saying God. He said, God willing. He said, God willing. Ever since I met you, I say God willing wherever I go. I'm like, wow, that's so amazing. Really? He says, yeah. Yeah, because you just kept saying, please God. He says, please God, right? I never heard that before. Please God. And you said, God willing. I always say, he says, I said God willing now. Yeah, you never know. See, you speak about Hashem. You meet the guy a decade and a half later, and he's speaking about Hashem still. He's still saying God willing because he remembers. It's very interesting. At any rate, this is how Rashi interprets it. The meaning of the God is with him means that Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv. So Yosef is phenomenally successful, and he has this ability somehow to gain favor in his master's eyes, and he gains favor over his master entirely. And his master puts him in charge of everything. Vayimtza Yosef chen be'enov, vayisharasei, so he finds grace in his eyes, he ministers to him, he serves him. Vayifkideo abesei, he appoints him, ultimately, to be in charge of his household. And this means, v'chol asher yesh li nasim b'yadi, entrusts him with everything. So Yosef has risen the corporate ladder fully. Now he's the CEO. He started out working in the paper room, or whatever you call it, bringing coffee for the workers, for the employees. Now he's the CEO of the Potiphera company. Just like that. Clearly, God was with him. This is a meteoric rise. And as they say, he ain't seen nothing yet. This is just the beginning, right? Because Yosef's rise, Yosef's going to have a big fall soon, and then his rise is going to be far, far greater. So let's talk about this idea of God being with him. Talk about this notion, God is with him. As mentioned, in verse 2, it says, Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. God's with Joseph. And then it says, Vayhi Ish Matzliach. And then it says he's a successful person. And it says he's in the Egyptian's home. What does Rashi say on verse 2? What does he say? He says nothing. But what does it mean God's with him? God's with him. What's the question? If God's with you, you have success. And yet, when it comes to verse 3, it says, Ki Hashem itay. Rashi says, oh, Ki Hashem itay. What does that mean? Please God. God willing. Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv.
That's because Potiphar recognized it.
We'll soon see. Let's understand. So the Rebbe asks on page Reish Yud Zayin in Simul Lamed Vav, Tzarech Biur, Madua Ein Rashi Mefarash HaKosev Kepshutei. Why doesn't Rashi explain the verse literally? Or not explain the verse? Because actually no elucidation is really required. God is with him. We all know what that means. He was successful. What exactly does that mean? How did you quantify success in antiquity? I don't know. It's not relevant to me how you quantify success. He was successful. He was successful doesn't need to be understood. God is with you doesn't need to be understood. Everything goes well. God is with you. You're blessed. Why can't say Potiphar saw that he's very successful? He said, wow, God's with this guy. And if you think about it, Avimelech came to Yitzchak and he said, Roi ro'inu ki Hashem imcha. We have seen that God is with you. Does not say Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv. Does not say because Yitzchak went around saying, please God, by the grace of God, thank God. Doesn't say that. Maybe Yitzchak did. I'm sure Yitzchak did. But it says, Avimelech saw. And Rashi requires, or seems not to require any additional interpretation. For some strange reason here, of all the verses, Rashi has to tell you, Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv. Yiseir Mizu, Bituyim Doimim Mefiim Gam B'Pasuk HaKodem. The almost the same expression, verbatim, is found one verse earlier. It says, Vayihi Hashem Es Yosef. Later on in the Parsha, when Yosef has his great fall and he ends up in prison, it says that just as Yosef climbed the corporate ladder of slavery, now he climbs the corporate ladder of jailbirdies. And it says that Ein Sar Beis HaSoyar Roya Eskoma Uma. The master of the jail, the lieutenant of the prison, saw nothing. It left everything in Joseph's hands. You take care. Leave me alone. And it says, Bashar Hashamita, because God's with him. And Rashi doesn't say anything there. It doesn't say Yosef said, God willing, please God, when he was in prison. I'm sure he did. It doesn't say that. Shomei Rashi Meitzi is Advarim Mipshutam. So when it comes to the person in charge of the prison, Rashi says nothing. When it comes to the beginning of Yosef's rise in Potiphar's house, Rashi says nothing. Earlier, when it comes to Avimelech and Yitzchak, Rashi says nothing. And all of a sudden here, Rashi says something. Madua Dafke Kan, why is it of all the verses? Here, Rashi makes a point of saying something. And what does he say? He doesn't speak about anything miraculous. He doesn't speak about success that comes by the grace of God. He says he would mention God's name. Shem Shomayim Shogur Befiv. The word God was spoken of often. The Yesh Leimar, the Rebbe says that the likely reason why Rashi felt compelled to share these words, this elucidation, here on this verse, is the Koshi HaMesorir Dafke Bekosov, because there's a question mark that shows up here in verse 3 that doesn't show up elsewhere. It says, Vayar Adoinov, his master saw, as Nathan correctly said, Ki Hashem Ito, that God is with him. In other words, Minayin Yoda Patifar Liyachas Hatzlachose Shal Yosef LaHashem. How did Patifar know that Yosef's success must come from God?
Yeshivri.
What does Yeshivri mean?
He knows that the Jewish people have a God.
Mm. Jewish people?
Not so many Jewish
what Jewish people? There's like a dozen Jewish people in the whole world.
He's an Egypt, so.
Millions of Egyptians, a dozen Jewish people, somewhere in the land. How did he know? Never heard of a Jewish people. There was no Jewish people. You're a king. You're a minister. You're a powerful person. You heard of a family living in Canaan?
But they knew the Egyptian. They knew that they had their God. And it was a, it's a new concept.
Their God? It's not Hashem. Their God is not Hashem. They worship idols.
But already before that, already they had problems.
Who had problems?
I mean, they knew that Israelites have a...
They knew Israelites have a God? That's interesting. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Pharaoh, and they're all the same, and he said, I'm here. I have a message. As I said, Pharaoh. From who? He said, from God. What was Pharaoh's response?
I don't know your God.
I never heard of him. Never heard of him. He's not on my Rolodex. Lo yodaiti es Hashem. I don't have his number. Sorry. We never met. Are we friends on Facebook or something? I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. So Potiphar was Kichol Mitzrayim. Egypt was a society that was steeped in a number of things, including licentiousness and libido. But one of the things Egypt was steeped in was the worship of alien gods, a whole pantheon of ancient Egyptian gods. He didn't believe in monotheism. He didn't believe Hashem. So the question is, what does it mean when it says, Vayara Doinov, his master saw that Hashem Itay. It doesn't say his master saw he was successful. It says specifically, his master saw that Hashem Itay. V'chol asher hu oisa Hashem matzliach. Everything that he's doing, God is making it successful. In other words, everything in verse 3 follows the first three words. Vayara Doinov. Ki. His master saw that it was because. That sets the tone for this verse. That is a problem. Now I know I pointed out that Avimelech came along and he said to Yitzchak, Roy, we have seen that you're successful. Yeah, Avimelech himself had a dream with God, if you remember when he abducted Sarah. And after all, Avram and Yitzchak and Yankov were living in the land of Israel and they got their message out. They were not unknowns in the land of Canaan. The land of Egypt is another story. And specifically in the land of Egypt, they said, clearly, Lo yadaiti es Hashem. I never heard of this God thing. Did he make a movie? Write a book? How would I know of him?
It's true. Their deity, in fact, was the Nile.
Deity was the Nile. Sheep, cats, they worshiped Moka. How would they know about God? It makes sense that Avimelech would know about God. Because from one time, Avram Avinu came in, Avram's talking about God day and night. And he's living in their land. And Yitzchak talks about God. And they said, you know what? This God of yours, he seems to be on your side. I think this God of yours is the real deal. So Avimelech says, we see God's success with you. We see, they told Avram Avinu, we could see God's with you. But when it came to Egypt, that makes no sense. For Lachain, therefore, Pirush Rashi is forced, he's compelled to say, must be Shem Shomayim Shogar Befiv. He must have noticed something. He must have noticed something. There must be a reason that Potiphar, who, as we said, was a sick puppy who wanted to purchase a sex slave. This is not exactly a high-minded moralist. So this lowlife who lusts pleasure at any cost and anybody's suffering, he sees God. He says, I see God is with you. I see that God is making you successful. There's only one way that could have been. He must have heard Yosef say God all the time and then see his success. He says, you know what? What's the difference between this slave and all others? Why is this night different than all others? He said, the only thing different about this guy, besides that he has good looks, but that's not going to do it. He said, this guy is God. There's something about God. I don't know who this God is, but he's talking about God all day. is the only thing he could find, the only reason he could attribute. And therefore, Yosef was miyaches, therefore he attributed the success to Hashem. Apsukim Achedim, the other verses, Vahi Hashem es Yosef. It's not Potiphar recognizing, that's the Torah telling you matter-of-factly, God is with Joseph. Ba'asher Hashem itoy, God is with him. That's a matter-of-fact. La'uma zeis, these other psukim correspondingly, oiskim betir hatzachos asher Yosef kishala atzma, those are objective descriptions of Yosef's success, not descriptions of Potiphar's recognizing, realizing, or becoming aware of something. It's not the way success was interpreted. It's not the way success was seen. There's no reason to change from the literal meaning. The mashmor sapshuta is he was successful. Only here where the Potiphar noticed. And the Torah says the Potiphar noticed. And the Torah says the Potiphar attributed. There we have to say Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv. Now, if you think about this, something amazing comes out. Yosef is a slave. He's totally under the thumb of this behemoth, this lowlife who lusts him for other reasons, but just can't carry out his schemes. And Yosef is able to influence him. He starts to think about God. How? Just because he says, please, God. Just because he says, God willing. He's not giving him a lecture. He's not influencing him. Or so you would think. He's a slave. He doesn't even have his own IP address, so to speak. He's totally subsconded into the armpit of Egyptian society. A slave. And yet, this very, very highly placed and prominent official all of a sudden is saying, I know where success comes from. Success comes from God. Just because of the way Yosef behaved. And it's a tremendous lesson for all of us. Not only is this how you get success, but this is how you're able to influence those around you. You live with a closeness to Hashem, you verbalize it and share it with others, invariably they will take notice.